Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Oh, it is time for action here on B104.3 and the Morning Go, because it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Kane?
You're not Mr. Kane.
Well, you're right, I'm not.
You could be, but you're not my Mr. Kane.
No.
You could be someone else's Mr. Kane.
Yeah.
Ladies, he is right here for you.
Good morning.
27, owns his own business. His car is paid off.
Knows how to cook.
He has a house of his own. It's like the Bachelor.
Yeah.
On the radio. I'm sorry. I'm joking with you. Not you. You, if you're listening right now and you have a pretty daughter, I'm just saying. Okay, so I'll move on. I know you're mad at me in a second. At least you'll laugh about it. You used to would get really mad. If I offered you up for dates.
Oh, gosh.
He's looking spiffy this morning.
Thanks, I gotta work.
Oh, you have to work?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's why I'm...
It's your business.
Yeah.
It's your own business.
That's why I dress up nice.
Okay, so speaking of dressing up nice, so I saw... Okay, so we used to live in Texas.
Yeah.
You clearly remember where we lived. There's a town close to there called Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle, Texas. And I saw this story, and I thought you would get a kick out of this. They have Kyle Fair, a Textravaganza.
Oh, golly. That's starting off great.
It kicks off tomorrow. Here's the thing is, it's only if your first name is Kyle is it important.
So
there's music, live music. I mean, it is just outside of Austin.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's got to be live music. It's Texas, so there have to be food and carnival rides and games and drinks.
Yes.
You know, of course, there's going to be beer.
Yeah.
Probably some Shiner Bock. The goal of the festival, though, is to be certified by Guinness World Records as the largest gathering of people named Kyle ever in the history of mankind.
You know what? Good luck. I wish them the best.
Hey, it's not too late to hop in your RV, Kyle, and head to Kyle,
Texas.
What was
it called? Kyle
Fair, Kyle a Textravaganza.
You know, I feel like that's a little low effort. They could have gone for like Kyle Palooza or something.
Well, I think Palooza is already taken by enough things. And Palooza's kind of 90s.
Right, you know, they could have, you know, maybe come 2000s. Up with something more.
I don't know. A Textravaganza is right.
I'd say a Textravaganza is pretty. It's a pretty good line.
Kyle Fair. And it's conveniently located, regardless of where you are in the United States. It's right in the middle
right
of America.
America!
You know, and it's not far from George the Second. You could go visit his ranch.
I don't know that you want to.
The Secret Service would probably
ask you nicely to leave.
No, thank you. We are soliciting. We have met our quota of Kyles.
So you've been stopped by the Secret Service for soliciting.
I don't think you'd even get your little pamphlet and your vacuum cleaner out. Or you would probably, to go to former President George W. Bush's ranch, you'd probably have to have, like, some canvases and some special paint.
Yeah.
You know, he's an artiste now. He's been painting.
Yes.
Which I totally get.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing.
It's not like he's going anywhere fast.
I'm not the best artist in the world, but I've made a couple things that are nice.
I can't do...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you don't like mine.
No, I can't
canvases.
Do art.
You're not an artiste?
No.
Which one do you like the best? Do you like the branches with the Christmas ornaments, the outdoor trees with the cardinals on the ground, or there's the canvas in the laundry room bathroom that's the big red background on the sunflower? Or there's the one in the hallway that's something about... blessing your home or whatever.
I like your photography.
Seriously? You don't even know which one of those canvases I'm talking about?
I know which ones you're talking about. I can picture at least the Christmas tree ones? One in my head.
You don't
but
like
I can't
the,
picture the other ones.
The
I, haven't,
ornaments?
I don't remember that I've looked at them.
The ornament was hanging over the fireplace at Christmas. Oh my gosh, you're such a man. You're
you know
a non-bear.
Yeah, see, you know me. Walls bare unless they have to be otherwise.
Oh, my. Yeah, you know, that's why you're saying you like my photography. Because you have four canvases up in your living room.
I actually see those
room.
Pretty regularly.
You have four canvases of different... I like the way... Okay, so they're either sunrises or sunsets in different places we have either gone on mission trips or lived. I like the fact that I managed to... accidentally
to go in time
the landscape where the hills or the mountains or whatever all kind of blended along a wavy line.
Yeah,
I don't know how I did that.
It's very artsy.
It was an accident. Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, so Kyle, Texas, if you're looking for somewhere to go, if
to
your
go
name
meet other
is
Kyles
Kyle,
in your area.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, the other thing I mentioned to you, and so I have a little phone issue that we're going to have to figure out. It's a long story, and I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but maybe I could go back to an old phone.
Oh, I saw that.
Because everything old is new again. You would not remember 1999 because you were two. But the Nokia 3210 phone was everywhere.
You say that I would not remember that, but...
Wait, this wasn't a flip phone, though.
I know. It is.
This was
it
like
is
a
that,
little mini
it's
brick.
That, yeah, it's, no, it's... You know why I know what it is?
Why?
Because it's been an internet meme for like a decade and a
oh,
half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Those things are indestructible.
It was so simple. You could make phone calls, you could text, but you had to do TTY. What is that? The one where it's the three
I know
letters.
What you mean.
Oh my gosh.
T9 is what it's
T9
called.
T9
yeah.
Texting. It was so annoying. Because you'd go, oh, I passed it. Oh, I passed
it again.
It was the most annoying because you'd have to hit each button three times to get the right letters up there. Anyway, you could play the snake game on it.
I played no, that was on your other phone.
Yeah. I had that little... Are you talking about the little
I'm
white
talking about
flip,
the little flip phone?
Phone?
I remember playing Zuma on that.
I don't remember if that was a Nokia flip phone or not, but it was so cute. It was white.
And the antenna
didn't...
You could change the front panel.
Yeah, you could change out the... I'm so bougie. Before cases were a thing, they had like a little panel, like a little plastic panel that snapped on the front of the phone, and it matched the little round toggle functioning thing. And so I could change it out. I had like a bright hot pink and a green.
I remember the green one.
Yeah, and so I would change that out depending on what I might be wearing. I'm so bougie. Well, I'm trying.
So
like now, my phone just has a clear case on it because it's that nice titanium. So.
Well, yeah, raw metal is in.
I don't. Anyway, all right. So yeah, your sister is texting me. I don't. She's at work. She must have texted this. Oh, it was about the Daily Dust. Never mind. Anyway, okay. So I loved that phone.
Yeah.
It was, like you said, it was indestructible.
Yeah.
So Nokia has re-released the OG 3210 in turquoise, gold, and black. And it has a full-color screen.
Oh, wow.
A 2-megapixel camera. And a flashlight.
So it's not the same phone.
No, the outside
like
may be the
much
phone.
More modern
same
version.
Phone. The outside's the same, but the inside is different. But they did include the snake game.
Did they really?
Yes.
I
and,
might have to get
and
it.
If you want a long, if you long for a simpler, cheaper phone experience, it's $95.
That's
think
not,
about it.
That's
that
not
is,
bad.
10% of what this phone right here costs.
Yeah.
This iPhone 15. But I use it for more than just phone calls and pictures. I I can run the radio station from my phone.
Yeah, but I can work from mine, so.
Yeah, I don't, I can't live without my laptop computer in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, right, there's not really
people
much
people don't think about this. It truly is. We're walking around with a laptop.
Yeah.
In our pocket. And I don't even have a screen protector on there.
Oopsies. Yeah. Hey, you should probably fix
that. I just made the cringe face.
With your Jell-O case and your no screen protector.
My Jell-O case? Yeah. Is that what you called it? Jell-O. It's got the magnet thingy.
And? Still made out of plastic.
It is made out of plastic, but it seems pretty... I mean, like, I've had it for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. The bottom parts are cracked right here from how many times I've dropped it, but it hasn't messed up my phone. I did figure out that you can eject coffee from your Apple Watch.
I'm sorry. You can eject coffee?
Well, so...
Did you get coffee in your watch?
Yeah,
or?
I spilled coffee all over my watch.
Oh, gosh.
Did you know that there's, like, the little button on the side?
No.
There's a button on the side, and you just scroll up, and then you hit this button to eject water. You're supposed to turn it on before you are going to get it wet.
Yeah.
And then if you turn it back off again, it'll
eject everything?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was ejecting coffee. I spilled so much coffee all over myself the other day that
go.
I have coffee on my white tennis shoes now. Pretty sad. The little was over last night and she had brand new tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And
did you say they waterproofed them?
Yeah, the son-in-law, your brother-in-law, he sprayed waterproof spray on them so that they would stay.
That's genius.
Clean. I know, right? I apparently
so
how, need that.
How have we never thought of that?
I told Mr. Kane, I told your father, I needed him to waterproof.
I just
waterproof.
Don't buy white shoes.
I like white tennis shoes, though. I just do. You know why? Growing up wearing Keds.
Yeah.
We wore white Keds. Gen X, you know what I'm talking about here. That's all. That was the only option we had. And don't think that your grandmother, honey, didn't get mad if I drew on my shoe.
Oh, I'm sure that she did.
Or on the sole.
Yeah.
Because a Bic pen on the sole of a Keds shoe, it felt like you were writing on butter. It was the most amazing thing. It felt so good
come
to write.
Come home and find a note from you on a stick of butter now.
Yeah. So we would sometimes we would just write on the bottoms of our shoes with pens. Because the rubber sank in there. Which I think is why I like to write on paper sitting on a mouse pad.
Oh, gosh.
Not a fat mouse pad. Like
that's how you bust the paper.
I know, but I don't write that hard. Because I have this big pen. Which, by the way, these ultra round stick grip pens, I love them, and I actually used one completely up the other day, and I got so excited I almost made a TikTok about it.
I don't remember the last time I used a pen.
I don't remember the last time I used up a pen where I used all the ink, except
I always lose them first.
The promotional pens that I've gotten at Hubs before, because they were that flowy gel ink, and and they write so good, but I've used them all. We got some pens here at the station that we give out to clients and sometimes winners.
I want some pens.
And you want a pen? All right. Well, I'll send you downstairs. Maybe the one of the what do they call them? Marketing advisors downstairs would have a pen that they'll give you. I'm not giving you mine. I only have two. They say Odal Media Group on them, and they have the little logo. Oh yeah, you want to arm wrestle?
Yeah.
I could take you, man.
Uh huh.
Shut up. All right, here, I have a question. Okay, time out. I have a question for Good Earth Tech Services.
Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Good morning. Austin speaking.
Okay, do you have, are there any new developments in, like, computer technology that we need to know about? Because I have not had a new laptop in quite some time.
Well, that's a tough one, because there's a couple things.
Yeah.
Windows 11 is pushing advertising in the start menu.
No, it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad.
We might actually start seeing people move away from the Windows architecture.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So,
where were you on that one?
Where am I, Stella, on Windows 10?
No, I'm saying where were you on that one? Because I don't think that Microsoft understands. We hate that.
No, they do.
They just don't care.
They just don't care. Yeah. So I will be on Windows 10 until 26.
Until the end of
Until the end of life, and then probably move over to Linux.
Oh, man.
So
I don't want to. It's so easy to use. Can't they just... Why does everything have to get advertise-y? Stop trying to... I'm not going to buy those things.
Oh, no.
I just like when I see ads on social media...
What's worse is it's in the...
You advertise it on
It's in the start menu, which is sacred.
So, I don't think I have Windows 11.
No, you have Windows 10.
Oh, okay. How do you know?
Windows 11, the start menu is in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I do have it on...
It looks similar to
how
Mac
looks. I have it on my computer at home.
Yeah.
Because it was your dad's.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with Mr. Kane about that because it pops up stuff and I can't... Here's another one. I went to... Credit Karma, and it has an Intuit AI thingy on there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make it go away, but go away. I don't want AI to help me unless I want AI to help me.
I don't want AI to help me.
You know what it reminds me of? You're not old enough to remember the stupid Microsoft Paperclip.
Oh, I know Clippy.
That stupid Clippy would pop up and you'd be like, no, go away. Go away.
Are you trying to do this?
No,
Are you sure you didn't mean...
No, I didn't mean that, Clippy. That's not what I meant. Please go away. You're worse than my mother.
Clippy always makes you think of the Trojan from way back in the day called Bonsai Buddy, which was a purple gorilla.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah,
that's
from like 2003, maybe earlier.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Clearly, I was not.
This shows how much education I have on computers.
Yeah, you do. The Clippy thing. Some people are like, bring back Clippy. No,
don't bring
don't
back.
You dare.
Please don't.
Don't you dare.
We're good. Thank you.
I don't need the Clippy. I'll just call Good Earth Tech Services and he can fix it for me. Clippy's not helpful enough. I don't like the little AI pop-ups on websites either. I'm like, if I wanted to talk to you, I would go to your chat function.
Yeah, language models are not tech
Please
support.
Go away. I was listening to somebody... it was Dustin Kopp who works here.
Yeah.
I was listening. He's our news director now. And I was listening to him. I wasn't trying to listen to him, but he kept saying in a customer service call, he kept saying customer service. And he did it like 15 times. Customer service. Customer service. And he had it on speakerphone so I could hear what the prompts were. And he just kept saying customer service. And I wanted to yell, ask for an operator.
You can skip all the prompts a lot of times
if you just say operator.
Sometimes when I get those prompts, I just won't say anything. And then it'll push me to an operator.
That's brilliant. Okay, yeah. I'm going to try that.
Because they think that you're having trouble.
Was the other thing that you were going to say? You said there were a couple things. One was Windows 11 ads.
No, that's about it.
You forgot.
I forgot.
All right, maybe the next time that you're on Coffee with Kane and...
Go to Tech Services.
Oh, okay.